At the bottom of all local stories published on Barry Today, readers have the option of submitting feedback. Here's a snapshot of what readers had to say about what was making news over the last week. January 20th letter. Bradford Bypass needed to accommodate growing community. I am in agreement of the Bradford Bypass as well. We have so many new subdivisions going in, from Barrie, Innisfil, Bradford and Holland Landing, just to name a few. So, where are all of these vehicles going to go? We are already overwhelmed with gridlock now, that it will get worse, and the pollution from these vehicles will only get worse. They can do the bypass safely for the marshlands. An example of this being done is all of the highways they have put through the wetlands down in Florida. Donna D. January 19th. Neighbors have to live with it forever. Mapleview townhouse project could be scaled back. The stated objective was to offer housing within Barrie at a lower price. Reducing the height and adding more landscaping reduces the number of units which can be built. That, in turn, makes the original objective less achievable. It seems to me that the best way forward is to only zone for multi-unit residential from the start, so entire neighborhoods will be built to that standard. Then, we, the city, can require the addition of parks, schools and local shopping to be built into these walkable neighborhoods. We can make them particularly attractive to live in so people will actually prefer them to the detached housing neighborhoods where the longest walks just lead to more of the same. Peter B. Chef's Table. Bakers always rise to the occasion. There is nothing that signals home better than the odor of bread baking in the oven. In addition, the ingredients for a 500-gram loaf of whole wheat bread cost around 65 cents. The additional cost of gas or electricity to bake it is trivial. Although I own several bread molds, you do not really need specialized equipment. My bread molds are now 45 years old and, since I bake bread 2 to 3 times a week, heavily used. Their cost, too, is vanishingly small. Besides, I have baked bread in cast iron frying pans and even clay flower pots. Almost anything which can withstand oven heat can do the job. So what are you waiting for? Get baking. Peter B. January 18th. Waterfront condo on Dunlop East gets green light from council. Seriously, this council refuses to say no to anyone no matter what the bylaws are or how huge the variance is. I am totally disgusted, again. Pat N. Fascinating that council approves this change for the wealthy to restrict views and access to our waterfront at the same meeting they decided that tiny houses out of downtown is good enough for vets. A better idea is to make the developer build actual houses for vets. Tiny house neighborhoods used to be called low-end trailer parks. This is an insult to anyone who served. Vincent Q. January 16th. Then and now. Bear welcomed customers at Furrier's downtown shop. I believe the last Simmons storefront bear is now on display at the Simcoe County Museum. Catherine G. January 14th. People have just misunderstood. Realtor says of backlash over Holly naming rights. I think this is a great idea. Great work to the city for finding additional revenue and thank you to the Peggy Hill team for stepping up. I just hope you don't pick a name that's too long to say. Jody C. Why not just call it the Peggy Hill team, Holly Community Center? Paul L. Barrie MP worried health agencies' use of cell phone data infringes upon privacy rights. I would presume this would be the same data collected by the province for COVID passports. I'm not too concerned about my privacy in this regard since I show my data to every hostess when I enter a restaurant, but John may be onto something. John O.